Andrew, I asked Nick about it. Your team's three of the top four games you've had in terms of hit totals have come in March this season. You haven't won all those games, but do you feel, you know, more physical edge is part of the success lately?
Yeah, I think, and that comes the battle level that we want and is going to make us successful. So I think we'd like the way we played, especially the last two games, and the physical presence we had in the battles and winning battles, especially in the offensive zone.
The Toronto game on Tuesday has an edge to it. Do you expect another one like that on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, a team we saw recently, and it was a spirited game. So, you know, for me, those are fun games to play in, and hopefully that carries over into tomorrow night, and we can use the emotion that we've had, you know, against the game previously.
What do you expect to see out of them? They've lost four in a row. Are they going to be desperate?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime a team's struggling like that, they're going to go back to basics and working hard and playing physical, especially at home. So we'll have to be ready for that and you know, try to counter with our own emotion and getting that level up.
At this point in the season, every game is the biggest game of the season so far. But what type of message can this team send this weekend? Just games on the road, if you're able to kind of put the foot on the pedal.
Well, I think that's the challenge for this group, and it's something that we need to be better at, is the consistency of our game. And I think we've found the way we want to play, and now it's up to us to keep that going and rolling into, you know, a couple big games this weekend.
How much is riding on Andre's good goal dating right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's been our best player, you know, the last little bit here, and, you know, just giving us a chance to win every night and making big saves, you know, last night. You know, the breakaway and then the penalty shot. So just huge stops like that keep us in the game and give us momentum and allow us to go back and play in their end.
Andrew, with the schedule being what it is and everybody watching the standings every day, it's easy to get carried away and start thinking beyond one game at a time. But you mentioned you found a way to play that you like to play. Does that make it easier to focus on the short term, just knowing what you have to concentrate on to be successful?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it becomes contagious when you have that success and you realize the things you need to do to be successful. So definitely, I think it's a lot easier to play that way when you're finding success.
And you stay in the moment.